State. And so even a couple of players that played at Penn State are now at Texas. So she's another one that's left Penn State women's basketball program. This Gary Patterson thing is confusing. It's very frightening in a way of what might be the truth. He was a player called him out for using a racial slur during a meeting. Players today, apparently there's a report that boycotted practice. There's a lot being said, some saying no, some saying yes. We'll follow that and give you an update as we possibly can. But we're now joined by, has to be the elite recruiter in all of men's college basketball anywhere, it's Scott Drew. Maceo Teague and now Jared Butler. Scott, could you have written a better offseason than what you had?
Not so far, especially the last few weeks have been special for Baylor basketball. A lot of positive news and a lot of excitement. And at the end of the day, it just shows how much the guys really like one another, how close they are together, how much they enjoy being teammates because they all wanted to come back and try to finish what we started.
You know, the unfinished business was what Jared mentioned in his video, and I'm sure that feeling, you know, just runs throughout the team. But how big of a factor was the fact that you guys did not get to play in 1 second of a tournament that kind of grew that feeling inside Jared and Maceo in particular?
Well, definitely that's something that, Maceo's not been to an NCAA tournament yet, and Jared, our team goals were Final Four, National Championship, like most teams at the beginning of every year. And the fact that we had a great year and put ourselves in position come Selection Sunday to have a seed that would give you a great opportunity to make a run at something like that. Not to have that chance or to play in the Big 12 tournament definitely left a null and void and empty feeling, and something that, again, I remember when Perry Jones chose to return, and a big reason he did was he wanted to play in the NCAA tournament as well. And so that's something you grow up as a kid when you're working on your game and watching college basketball. You dream about being in those situations. And I know this team would love to have that opportunity this year.
Scott, what was Jared's comment to you when he told you that he was going to be coming back? He shoot you a text to give you a phone call? How'd that kind of unfold?
Oh, well, Jared's been great, as was Maceo, during the whole process, keeping us up to date and trying to make sure we were helping each other and doing what was best for obviously Jared and Maceo first and foremost, but also thinking about their team and not trying to put them in a bad position here. So like everybody, we saw the video, we saw the interview from Trey Wingo, and he had given me a heads up on some stuff, but I know the seeing two Bears, Trey and him doing an interview is a great thing. And then some great shots of Waco with that video. Yep. Waco got a lot of pub, so that looked like a Smokey original right there.
I don't know about that. I used to be able to shoot video when I was young and in television and had hair and whatever else. We're going to have Jared on today at 4:30. The overall, just where you're now set up, Scott, with what you have coming back officially and also what you added for those who were marinating and weren't able to play last year, and then others who are bigger, better, faster, stronger. They all got to go play the game. But do you have a weakness, in your opinion, with 2020 team?
Well, I think every year things that you can't measure are the leadership, the injury factor, the chemistry. And until you go through the season, you really never know how that's all going to play out. And I mean, there's been years where people lose a lot. I just watched OKC the other day on TV, and they talked about what a great success story, because they lost a lot, and yet they're having a great year and far surpassed expectations. And then there's other teams that every year are projected to do better than they do and don't. So with us, I can tell you one thing, and that is our strength last year was we had great leadership and great chemistry, and hopefully that continues. At the same time, it's different dynamics, and you'll have to when you have new players that come into the locker room, it's important that they fit in. And then when you lose people at the end of the day, Bandu and Freddie both were key components to our team, and we'll have to see how we pick up their pieces.
You mentioned new guys coming to the locker room, but new guys also have been there in the locker room. A lot of your grad transfers has been there. How much of a help is that for a team so they know, like, the guys know how this is supposed to work? There's no real learning curve until it comes into their actual rotations when they get into the games.
Well, the big thing is this has not been a normal summer, obviously. So teams that return a bulk of their upperclassmen or people that played last year have a big advantage to teams that not only have to learn a new offense, defense, coaching style and whatnot, but also haven't had the chance to go through the battles and wars together. So that's huge for us that being able to return so many experienced players. And part of our maturity last year was a big factor in us being successful, and hopefully just another year of that obviously is something that every coach would prefer to have rather than not to have. Again, doesn't guarantee anything,
yep,
but you definitely would want that more than the other way, that's for sure.
Coach, just looking at where Jared's game is right now, obviously had he decided to go the other way with this decision, not many people would have been surprised, and he would have found success. Mm-hmm. But with him coming back, ideally in your mind, where do you look for him to improve? And I know there's not a lot of areas for him to improve, but where do you see his game, I guess, maturing?
Well, I think each and every year you want to improve in certain areas. And I know with Jared just this summer, he's improved with his athleticism. In workouts, he's dunking everything where a year ago he was always laying them up at this point. So I know he wants to be more explosive and continue to develop as an athlete. As far as a basketball player, he did so many great things last year, but you always want to be more efficient. I think you can start with the free throw numbers, and I mean, you hope he's an 85-90% free throw shooter. 3-point percentage, field goal percentage, you always want to increase those each and every year. And then his assist to turnover ratio, there's no reason he can't be a 3-to-1 guy. And like those are when you have a lot of good players playing with each other, hopefully it leads to everybody being more efficient because you're not having to take as many tough shots or make as many tough plays. Hopefully you're giving the ball with more advantages, which lead to more efficiency.
Well, it's been an unbelievable couple of 2 or 3 weeks for you, including Maceo and now Jared. You've led us off both those days. That's always a great way to start. We'll have Maceo. Of course, we had him last week. We'll have Jared in an hour or so. Scott, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Congratulations on keeping everything intact.
Well, thank you, and we're really looking forward to playing games and having hopefully everyone in the Farrell Center at some point.
Absolutely.
So, thank you guys for all you do. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Scott Drew, one of the first to reach out to us about what we were doing and where we were going or what our plans were. We appreciate him for being a part of the show.
He was also the first one to congratulate us, I think, when we announced the new gig.
I got a random text message from Scott Drew, and y'all had to give him my number. Somebody who does have my number, because I've never interacted with him before. But after, that time period ended, he was somebody who sent a text, and I really appreciated it. And I've gotten one from him since then. I think it was like a Happy Easter or something. You know, like, he's just the nicest guy in the world. But I heard from him quick